Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 423 for Monday, June 8th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were weaker Monday morning, seeing some profit taking on recent advances. The nearby July contract ran into some technical selling when it approached the key $500 per ton level in early Monday morning trading. Canola values were anywhere from a dollar higher to $4 lower, the most active July contract down $3.20 at $493.80 per ton. Only the most deferred contracts were seeing slight gains with very little volumes. Some of the weakness in the market was linked to spillover pressure from the decline seen in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soy oil futures. Further downward pressure came from the strength seen in the Canadian dollar as it made canola more expensive to crushers and exporters. Talk that the Canadian canola crop could still be large if weather conditions start to improve soon was also bearish. Though traders are still very worried about recent dry conditions and frost lowering acreage and production prospects for this year's canola crop in Canada, which helped to limit the losses. Strength seen in Chicago soybean futures helped underpin the market as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybean futures were all in the green Monday morning. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 5 to 7 cents higher, July up 7 and a quarter cents at $9.45 per bushel. Forecasts calling for rain in the U.S. Midwest this week were bullish, as the precipitation could delay seeding for many soybean farmers. Signs of improving demand from China were also underpinning the soybean market. Though strong competition from South America and ongoing expectations of very large U.S. production this year helped to limit the advances. Corn futures were firmer following the gains seen in wheat and soybeans. Prices ranged anywhere from 2 to 3 cents higher, July up 3 cents at $3.63.5 per bushel. Weakness in the U.S. dollar and worries about rain causing some farmers to abandon the last bit of corn seeding left to do in the U.S. Midwest added to the bullish tone. Though the rainfall will be beneficial for developing corn crops in the U.S., which was weighing on the market. Wheat values in Chicago were up sharply, reacting to forecasts calling for rain in the U.S. Southern Plains this week, as it could delay the winter wheat harvest. Traders are also concerned about quality and disease issues with the crop due to recent excess moisture. Values were anywhere from 8 to 10 cents higher, July up 8.5 cents at $5.25.5 a bushel. Further support for wheat came from weakness in the U.S. dollar index and worries about adverse weather conditions in Canada, Australia, and Southeast Asian growing regions. Though the large global supply situation was continuing to overhang the market. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Monday, June 8th. I'm Taryn Shields.